Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about, not the least of which, we got Elimination Chamber from this past weekend. What a show that was. And we got SmackDown as well, Collision, but I think mostly we'll be talking about the heel turn of John Cena. Who was that guy that called on Fun Friday? And he predicted this was going to happen. And I mocked him, ridiculed him, told him why it wasn't going to happen. And then, my God, it happened exactly as he said. So we're going to tell you about that here today, as well as whatever news we've got. It looks like, and we actually talked about this on, maybe it was Friday, but Rey Fénix may in fact now no longer be under AEW contract. And I literally heard that rumor every week for about 3 weeks. I think they let Rey Fénix go and then nothing. I think they let Rey Fénix go and then nothing. I actually think they may have let Rey Fénix go. So he perhaps will be making an appearance on WWE television very, very soon. But we'll tell you about that and all the rest of the news. Mike Sempervivi will not be joining us here today. He gets a day off because Filthy Tom Lawler is here. Filthy Tom, we were going to do our usual weekly show at 11, but things happened, and so now we're going to be doing it here on this program. So Tom will talk SmackDown after we get through Elimination Chamber, and we'll talk about everything else. If you want text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. And we got a lot to get into. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi today. Old Filthy is joining us here today. Hello, Tom.
What's up, Brian?
Where'd you go? What's going on here? There we go. You fell into a black hole of doom. So apparently Jared just forgot about you. But hey, you know what? You're on the show here now, so we can talk about your favorite show, SmackDown. I know you love talking about SmackDown here on the program. Actually, it was much better this week, was it not?
I mean, it was fine, but...
It was better.
It was certainly not the most noteworthy show coming off of what happened at Elimination Chamber. So, once again, kind of a lame duck show, although we did hash out the number one contender situation for the U.S. title that was previously already hashed out. So, well, that was the long-term storyline for the night on SmackDown, was that U.S. title contenders tournament.
It feels kind of weird to, we can't do SmackDown first, even though technically it came first, because I know everyone wants to hear about Elimination Chamber. Case if you don't know what happened.
Are you doing okay, Brian? I mean, John Cena went out there at Elimination Chamber, looked absolutely jacked, perhaps the most vascular he's ever been in his life.
Not even close.
Huge back,
no,
huge
man.
Arms.
Hey, you know,
I'm sure you were just salivating.
He's 48 now, dude. He's starting to look his age.
Yeah, I'm sure you were salivating at his physique. Not only that.
I may be now, more ripped than John Cena now, actually.
That is not true.
I don't have the size.
But similar hair.
As far as like being cut and everything like that, I think I'm way up there with John. But anyway, needs a tan. Tell you that much. We both do. But yes, John Cena has turned heel.
Needs a trip to Turkey.
John Cena turned heel after all these years. He hasn't been a heel since he was an early doctor of Thuganomics. And he turned on Cody Rhodes after he won the Elimination Chamber, and Cody refused The Rock's offer. He's not going to give Rock his soul. And so John Cena turned on him and beat him down and pummeled him with allegedly his father's gold Rolex. And Cody bled everywhere. John's got a great mean face. And now it is John Cena and Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. And apparently John Cena has sold his soul to The Rock. What did you think of that main event angle, Tom?
I thought it was fantastic. What else can you say? One of the best angles I think it'll go down as in history in pro wrestling. Hopefully it doesn't filter out. Hopefully they have some big plans. Obviously this is going to be the big storyline for WrestleMania, and we'll see where it goes after that as John Cena set to leave the business at Ruthless Aggression in December. So I expect to see a strong John Cena heel character here for a few months and then set up his eventual return to the babyface side before his big send-off. But what an angle. I thought it was well done. John Cena was like the perfect cheesy babyface throughout the Elimination Chamber match itself and the post-match, and the contrast between his character then and then, like you said, the mean look on his face when he turned. I thought it was great. The best actor in that ring, the best musician in the WWE, a legend, John Cena. He's turned. And you didn't even mention the most devastating blow that happened during that beatdown by Travis Scott.
Yeah, he tried to kill the guy.
Punching Cody right in the face as he's smoking sage in the ring.
You know, whoever had the idea of letting Travis Scott hit Cody while he was under the influence should probably be banished from this business forever. But anyway, I suppose I gotta do all my apologies here. I apologize to, I believe, Mike in Rochester was the caller on Friday who said that John Cena was going to be The Rock's corporate champion. I said, no, it's not going to happen, brother. He's back for his final run. They didn't turn him heel all these years. They ain't going to turn him heel now. Just not going to happen. They got merch they got to sell. But you know what? I was wrong. And once it happened, I really thought about it. And I was like, man, I honestly should have seen this coming. Because really, this is, and we talked about this on the show yesterday, this is not Steve Austin turning heel. This is not Hulk Hogan turning heel and joining the NWO. Like, in both of those cases, there was at least somewhat of a risk. Like, Hulk Hogan was the biggest draw in WCW. And people had gotten sick of him. And he was getting booed. But, like, he was still the biggest draw. And, you know, they made that decision to turn that guy. And it worked out great. And then, of course, in 2001, they made the same decision with Steve Austin. And that one did not turn out great. That one was a freaking disaster. Because at the time, Steve Austin was the top babyface. Rock had left for Hollywood, and they didn't have somebody to replace Steve Austin as a top babyface. And so business just absolutely collapsed in the wake of Steve Austin turning heel. He was great at it, but it collapsed. This one here, Tom, don't make me mute you in the middle of
the speech.
Well,
he was so great at it that people are still doing that 20-something years later.
He was great. So Vinny actually made a good comparison last night. This was closer to the heel turn of Andre the Giant before WrestleMania 3. Because Andre had not been there as the focal point of the promotion. He wasn't the top guy. You know, he'd been gone. He'd been a machine. He'd been doing this or that. And he came back and he did a shocking turn, and it did huge business. John Cena is not the top babyface. He's not the top merch seller. He's not the top anything. He hasn't even been around. Whether he's here or not, they were still going to have a giant year. So they made the decision that, you know what? The time is now. And they turned this guy heel. And, you know, maybe he won't sell as much merch to little kids, but let me tell you something. He's going to sell a lot of merch to dudes that are into this John Cena heel character. And it's going to be a giant final year for John Cena until that day comes where The Rock turns on him. And he goes back babyface on the way out. And anyway, I'm excited. Like, is he going to get a new outfit? Like, is he going to get rid of those jorts? Is he going to wear black jorts? Yeah, apparently he's got a heel theme that he's been sitting on for years and years and years because they never let him turn. So it's gonna be fun when he finally shows up. Allegedly, he flew to Africa, but I feel like I've heard that before. We'll see if he's on the show tonight. We'll see. And I gotta apologize to Dwayne when this guy showed up and screwed up that SmackDown show. And they had to rewrite everything.
Hold on. Why do you need to apologize?
I'll tell you why. Because
wasted an hour or 30 minutes of your life was
this guy. Worth it? This guy. I'm sure that like a few people knew more than you know we figured. But for like the people that work on SmackDown, they didn't know any of this. And so this dude just waltzes on in. You know, he announces on like Thursday, I'm going to be there on Friday. He waltzes in. The whole show has to be rewritten. Matches get cut. People's segments get cut. I mean, there were people that weren't happy about this at all. And then he walks in and he just like drones on for an hour asking for Cody's soul. And then he does a press conference afterwards saying, you know, we can always shoot these angles that don't need to lead to a match. And I was just like, what are you doing, dude? Like, I get it. You like to talk. You like to be on TV. But like, you're screwing everything up. The show sucked. What are you doing, dude? Well, it turned out he had a plan. And it led to this. And so, Dwayne, I apologize. You were, in fact, what did he say he was? 5 steps ahead or whatever? He was 5 steps ahead. So I want to apologize to him. Anybody else I got to apologize to, say I was wrong? Not you. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, man, I do have another apology. I got it wrong. Brandon here notes, I went back to listen to make sure I wasn't crazy. Mike from Rochester predicted that Cena would lose the chamber and face Logan Paul at Mania. I, Brandon, from Portsmouth, predicted that Cena would turn. So I apologize, Brandon. You were right. I was wrong. Brandon's often right. I'm rarely wrong.
I'm going to have to, I just thought about this. I'm going to have to go to McDonald's this week and look at John Cena's face, trying to present me some chicken nuggets on the board there.
What?
Yeah.
John Cena's a McDonald's sponsor where you live?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Really? My kids like going to McDonald's on Tuesdays. I never see John Cena there.
It's national,
he's
Brian.
He's there.
Jared?
He's there in a turtleneck.
Not Jared. Go ahead, Dom.
No, it's national. He's like the face of their value menu.
He's the face of the value menu? Wow. Do we have to do a sponsorship snack down, Tom?
I've been doing it every week.
Dude, you're too old to be eating at McDonald's every week, brother.
What do you mean?
Come on. It's not good for you.
I'm just like Morgan Spurlock.
Stop
I go
it.
To McDonald's, drink some booze.
All right. The Elimination Chamber.
Great.
The opener was Bianca, Alexa, Bayley, Liv, Naomi, and Roxanne. And this was a great show, by the way. There were four matches. Three of them were great. One of them we'll talk about. But there were a couple of things in the show that questions have been raised. And I guess we'll find out more. But in the women's chamber, like, they literally got every woman in the ring and they rang the bell and they started the match. The match is ongoing. Liv and Naomi are in the ring. They're going to wrestle. The bells rang. And all of a sudden you hear Jade Cargill's music hit. And, man, she just walks down and gets right in the cage. And it's like, did they open the door for her? Why was the door not closed when they rang the bell? Like,
why didn't she rip it off? Rip it open for effect?
Yeah, when I heard her music, I thought, oh my God, she's going to rip the cage door off. But instead, she just walked right in. So I have no idea why she just walked right in. That was never explained. But anyway, Liv was petrified.
Well, you know what? She does have that storm character, so maybe she used her powers, her wind.
Doubtful. So Liv is scared, but she gets in the ring and she kills Naomi. And Bianca in her pod is yelling and screaming and terrified and ends up with, Jade leaving after killing Naomi and slamming the door on her head. So Naomi cannot continue. And so now there's a lot of questions here.
A lot.
So why, if Naomi was responsible, did Jade not call Bianca once and tell her that your tag team partner is the one that beat me up in the parking lot? And Dave goes, well, you know, in wrestling, the story is that when someone's gone, no one can communicate with them or whatever. This is ridiculous. And in fact, when Rhea Ripley was gone, the story was that Dom wasn't seeing her, but they did every now and then talk about how they communicated on the phone. So this leads me to believe that Bianca was also responsible. They did it together.
Well, do you remember when this happened? Bianca was in the middle of a match. She was in the middle of a qualifying match.
Yes.
For the women's tournament, and she left that match.
But she... Jade was down, and then Bianca came out for a match. They cut to the back for the aftermath when Bianca was in the ring. So Bianca could have either helped attack her, or Bianca was the one who told Naomi to attack her. But I'm pretty sure they're in cahoots because that would explain everything. If they're not in cahoots, then there's a lot of questions here that have not been answered. But anyway, this was a very good match, and Bianca ended up winning. And so she is going on to WrestleMania to face Rhea Ripley, who is a babyface. So you could have Bianca turning heel here. And I thought this match was the best chamber match they've ever done with the women. I thought everybody looked really good. And overall, a big success for a women's chamber.
Yeah, do you think there's any shot we're getting a three-way in that women's title
possible
match? Because, I mean, obviously they kind of had to make mention of it with the title match between Rhea and Io tonight. But, I mean, they had such a great visual stare down with the three of them.
They could have.
I could easily see that picture being used over and over. So I actually hope that they do, because there's no real huge clear storyline for Rhea and Bianca facing off one-on-one. And, you know, I think Io being in that mix, I think that'd be a fun match for WrestleMania.
Well, I'll give you all a scoop. I didn't know that John Cena was turning, obviously. But I did know that they had some big something or other planned for Elimination Chamber. And I can also tell you that when the Chamber show was over, there were like a bunch of matches. It seemed like, okay, now we know what we have for Mania. We got this match, this match, this match. And I was told that there are more twists and turns coming. So if you think that you know the Mania card based on what happened at Elimination Chamber, there are going to be some changes. So there's 7 weeks left till Mania. So there's a lot of things that they can do. So yes, I would not be surprised about a three-way. Would you like to talk about Tiffany and Trish versus Nia and Candice?
Not especially, to be fair.
I thought this match was fine.
It was all right, but it was clearly the weakest thing on the show.
Well, of course it was. But
and,
like,
I mean, let's be real here. The best person in that match was Nia Jax. She carried that match.
I don't know if I would go that
far.
She
was out there calling spots for Trish. Tiffany, as we've talked about, she has, you know, some work to be done on her side as a babyface. And Nia Jax, once again, the backbone of that women's division this past year, has been great. They, you know what? Honestly, I think they should have held off on doing her and Rhea and saved that for WrestleMania. Because who has put in more work over the past year in that women's division than Nia Jax?
Nia played the role of the big show here, where you have to beat a giant because you're on your way to WrestleMania. And actually, I figured normally it would be like the challenger has to beat the giant, but the champion beat the giant. And now Tiffany will be facing Charlotte Flair at Mania. That's the plan at this point. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Mike Sempervivi wanted you all to know that this is his pick for match of the year. It was a great match. They went 27 minutes, and the first half was your traditional WWE hardcore match. Man, the second half of this match was just like incredible. Rock made the call, no blood, because he had blood planned in the main event angle. And, you know, whatever you want to say about The Rock, he's old school. And when this guy broke in, I mean, if you had blood in the main event, you weren't having blood up and down the show, unless it was ECW. And so they were not allowed to do blood, but they did do barbed wire and broken tables and just a great match. And Kevin Owens powerbombed him successfully at least twice on the ring apron and then pinned him. And he went to destroy him afterwards. And who should make his return but Randy Orton? And he gave Kevin Owens the RKO. Was going to punt him, but everybody ran in to break it up. So it looks like Kevin Owens and Randy Orton at WrestleMania, and they certainly played it up like Sami Zayn is going to be out for a long time. They did an injury angle type deal with him, carted him off on the stretcher the whole nine.
Yeah, great match. How long was that match?
27 minutes and 35 seconds.
Okay, so almost 30 minutes. Just a litany of spots, guys getting thrown through tables, bashed with objects. I thought it was very, very well done. I don't know about match of the year. I mean, I guess we're 2 months in. So certainly Mike is free to have that opinion, but a great match nonetheless, a good cap to this feud for now, as it looks like Randy Orton and Kevin Owens are on a collision course for WrestleMania, I would assume. And like you said, I think Sami Zayn should be out for a while. I don't understand what his role, or I don't see what his role is going to be at WrestleMania. Maybe he'll end up in some sort of multi-man match. Who is the secondary champion on Raw?
What, the Intercontinental Champion?
Yeah.
I forget. Who cares? I got to get going with this last match, brother. Talk about that
All
later.
Right, we'll get to it.
John Cena, CM Punk, Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, and Seth Rollins was the main event men's chamber match, and an excellent chamber match. And CM Punk was the last guy in, and they did a lot with CM Punk and John Cena since really the last time they saw each other was around that time when CM Punk quit in 2012, and they reunited their feud here, and it came down to Cena and Seth and Punk, and Seth Rollins ended up getting pinned. It was John Cena and CM Punk. Seth returned to stomp CM Punk on the metal gimmick outside. John Cena puts him in the STF, and Seth is screaming at Punk to just die. And in fact, CM Punk did not submit, but he went out. John Cena wins the chamber, and that's when they brought out Cody Rhodes and The Rock for their final segment. And man, God, this John Cena, just watch this guy in the background. He's absolutely incredible. And he does the big hug of Cody Rhodes after Cody turns down The Rock. He does the heel face. The Rock goes,
No, that is not what he did. He did this, Brian.
Well, he did the three, and then he did the two, and then he got. And it was awesome. That angle was awesome. Like, I just, biggest smile watching this. It was so awesome. I watched it again and again. They shot it perfectly. Cena was awesome. Like, no one's ever going to forget the look on his face when he looked at The Rock.
Travis, I mean, Scott, man, was great.
He was something or other. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979.
800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Copays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom. So, this Travis Scott, they got some plan for this guy. I mean, I'm sure he's going to have some sort of match. I'm sure is what it's going to end up being, but he wasn't out there for no reason. He wasn't out there just for social media. He was out there for some sort of reason.
Travis Scott versus Bad Bunny.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't do that match. It's got to be with someone who can work. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bad Bunny can be carried, but it's not like he's going to carry a match.
You know, we have seen in the past, we've seen musicians in the WWE do their best work against The Miz, of all people. If you remember Snoop Dogg stepping in at WrestleMania, taking down The Miz after Shane McMahon blew out his quads. So maybe it's time to get The Miz in there with Travis Scott.
I got a thing right here. Let's see if I can play this here on the air. You guys ready? We're going to
struggle through this.
Well, Dom, can we do this? I mean, I guess we can. It's national radio.
Hi there. I'd like to introduce you to McValue at McDonald's. With McValue, you can buy one and add any one of these for only a dollar. And look at that. You can do the same thing during breakfast. It's crazy. You see, at any moment in the day, McValue can take you to a place where a whole new menu of possibilities exist, inspiring you to order more from life than you could ever imagine.
Look at this guy.
Take a look at your surroundings. Take a look at your environment. Take a look at your past decisions. Take a look at your present. Are you curious about the future? And setting your expectations at perfection
is
not a way
this?
For growth. So I'd use the word curiosity, and that's a long way to get there. But if you stay curious, I think you can get the most out of last menu. Because if you don't, you're leaving some of those moments on the table. You gotta try to get the most out of life. You might just think McValue adds the power of choice to McDonald's menu, but it also adds the power
video's
of perspective.
The video's even better.
Perspective. And depending on how you look at it,
I can't see it.
That might
Brian.
Be the most powerful thing you can order. And while you're here, I can't wait to meet you. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
That was the extra inspirational version of that commercial. Yes. John Cena, he's got this gimmick where he always has these inspiring quotes on his social media every day. You know, he's got some book, 352 motivational quotes or whatever, 365 or however many days are in this, you know, on this planet. I think he needs to go into just quotes about pain and suffering and failure.
He has a bunch of daily affirmations.
Exactly. It should be like, today's daily affirmation is just quit. Tomorrow's daily aspiration, why bother? He can come up with a year's worth of those.
Like, you are enough. We don't need more of you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Anyway, so this situation with LA Knight, how's that for a transition? So they announced Shinsuke Nakamura versus LA Knight for the U.S. title. We talked about it all week. It's like, finally, let's get this thing done. And then all of a sudden, the day of the show, they announce, well, you know, we've decided that we're going to do a tournament to determine who's the number one contender. It's like, we had a number one contender. His name was LA Knight. What are we doing here? And so there's a tournament with him in it. And then as weird as that is, because I'm like, what happened? Like, is somebody hurt? So as weird as that is, the show starts and they announce that one of the matches will involve Solo Sikoa, okay? And then as soon as the show starts, Solo Sikoa goes to Jacob Edge and goes, hey, you're going to take my spot. I was like, what is happening? The wheels are off the wagon here. Like, what's going on? So as it turns out, the reason this all happened was Osamu Nishimura passed away. And he is not related to Shinsuke Nakamura, but Shinsuke Nakamura did consider him like his brother. And so they gave Nakamura the day off. And so they decided to do a one-night tournament to make up for it. And the tournament was won by LA Knight. So they're going to do LA Knight and Nakamura at some point down the road.
Well, I mean, at least it was something for this show. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I mean, what would we have had?
I don't know, man, but this was a much better show than it's been.
Well, because, I mean, it had a direction. It had three matches setting up the main event. So it had some gravity to it, I guess you could say. There were no tag title matches on the pay-per-view, so we got whatever's going on in that division happening here as well. So I guess there was some noteworthy stuff, but you know, the opening segment to me left much to be desired. Trish and Tiffany came out for an interview. Trish, this is odd to me. She points out some little girl in the crowd, and she's like, I bet your dad, when you were my age, had a picture of me on his wall. You know, the one in the high heels. And I'm like, why? Why did you point at some 8-year-old girl to make that comment?
Well,
bizarre.
She was probably right.
But, well, yeah, the guy, the gooner in the front was like pointing at himself like, yeah, it was me.
Excuse me. Just call him a gooner.
You could say that. So, Tiffany came out. It was Trish and Tiffy time. Chelsea came out, and we had a champion versus champion match here with no setup. Here's another thing. Chelsea Green was talking to Nick Aldis last week, and she was supposed to face a mystery opponent on this show. What happened there?
Plans changed, brother. Rock showed up, I guess.
Tiffany wanted to fight Chelsea. They had a match, and then Nia and Candice ran in.
Terrible finish.
Yeah. 25 minutes for this terrible finish. This show is not off to a good start. I was not happy. And then we had Nick Aldis making that announcement about the U.S. title match. Andrade took on Jacob Fatu. Like you said, it was supposed to be solo. This match was awesome. Crowd super into Fatu. They each did some high-flying moves, some high-impact strikes. Andrade went for the message, but Fatu backdropped him, sat on him, two running hip attacks, an impaler DDT, triple jump moonsault, and picks up the emphatic victory. And as I mentioned, boy, oh boy, was the crowd in love with this guy. As am I, quite frankly. Include me in there.
Yeah.
Nick Aldis was talking to the Street Profits, asked him what was up with them. Santos Escobar showed up. He wanted an apology from them. He didn't get it. So tonight it's Profits versus Los Garza with serious implications for the tag team title.
Serious implications.
Yes. Which we've seen before and led to nothing. So Profits went to make their entrance, but DIY attacked him in the aisle. Angel and Birdo got involved. Everybody ran out here. Pretty Deadly ran out to a pretty big pop, which made me happy.
So you think it's going to be a four-way at WrestleMania?
Yes.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
Because, bro, they're shooting the angle for a four-way 7 weeks out. How in God's name are we going to keep this going for seven more weeks?
They've been shooting
3-hour shows.
They've been doing this for 6 months, ever since the gun showed up.
Oh, my God.
This has been the program. Oh, you know what I mean?
Lord, I guess. That's a long time, dude.
Drew McIntyre walked up on Cody backstage. They talked about their past. Drew said Cody sold his soul a long time ago. We had a John Cena farewell video package, and then everybody in the Elimination Chamber main event came out. They argued back and forth. I don't really know what else to add about this. John Cena was not there. They bickered, and then they left. I mean, it was there. It ate up time. All the guys are stars.
I mean, if I had time, so I could talk for about 30 minutes about Seth Rollins' outfit.
Oh.
And now CM Punk and I are on the same page with a lot more than I think he'd like to admit.
He said he looked like an oven mitt.
And he did.
He did.
He looked like an oven mitt. He just was out there looking so stupid. God, I'll never get over this.
LA Knight took on Santos Escobar. So Santos Escobar is like a baby face with the Garzas now.
Yes.
But he's a heel when he's on his own with LA Knight here. Well, anyways, they had a match, and Knight hit the BFT out of nowhere as Escobar was coming off the top rope with a splash. Got the win. Sami Zayn interview. Invited KO out to the ring.
God, this Sami Zayn.
KO's in the big screen in Rogers Center. Says he's not going to help Sami's family after he can't provide for him anymore. Sami says he's been nervous all week, but not about what's going to happen to him, but what he's going to do to happen to Kevin. He says he's nervous Kevin's family won't be able to forgive him, but he's prepared to live with that and end him. KO says, look, there's only one thing left to say. See you tomorrow night. And he did see him getting carted off after he beat the crap out of him.
Killed him.
Melo and Miz are backstage and went over a few catchphrases. Braun Strowman took on Carmelo Hayes. Braun tossed Carmelo to the floor, ran him over the shoulder tackle. Tama Tonga ran down, distracted the ref. Solo Sikoa interfered. Braun grabbed the chair from him, whacked him. The ref was paying attention to Tama Tonga. Hayes pulled the old Eddie Guerrero and pretended Braun hit him with the chair. The ref DQ'd Braun without seeing him use the chair. We see refs not see stuff all the time, refuse to call it. But tonight, this ref just had to DQ Braun after not seeing it. Horse manure.
It really was horse manure.
Bayley, Bianca, Naomi took on Raquel, Liv, and Roxanne. This is a good match. Roxanne tried for the pop rocks. Bayley got out. Roxanne chop blocked her, hit the ropes, nailed the pop rocks, got the win for her team. And then as she celebrated, Alexa Bliss showed up from behind and hit the Abigail DDT on her.
You know, I got to say that the pop rocks is very much like the Destroyer, actually, in that it looks way better when you run into it as opposed to just stand there and go. And that running pop rocks she did was pretty cool.
Yeah, looked great on the finish. And then we had LA Knight, Jacob Fatu, Carmelo Hayes in the main event, number one contenders match for the U.S. title. All three guys were brawling around. Knight almost had the BFT, but Hayes cut off Knight with the first 48. Hayes went up top, Knight cut him off, tossed him to the floor. Fatu tried to catch him, but collapsed, threw him into the steps. Knight hit a cross body, crushed Fatu against the announce desk. Hayes threw Knight in the ring, hit the nothing but net. Fatu flew in with a swanton to break up the pin, hit an impaler DDT, triple jump moonsault, but Knight pulled Fatu to the floor, covered Hayes, and he won the match. Heel move to win the match by the babyface here, but the crowd still behind LA Knight, and he is now officially the number one contender to Nakamura's U.S. title.
Yes, he is.
And then there's Cody Rhodes interview. And Michael Cole says, look, Cody, you can have all the money, decide when and where, who to wrestle. You could even end up on the board of directors. And, well, that's what The Rock should have said last week, because Michael Cole summarized it better than he did in 30 seconds than The Rock
sure
did in 30
did.
Minutes.
He sure did. They even had a Punk segment on the show. And once again, like, I don't know about Punk and I. We're thinking too much alike. He literally goes to Cody and he goes, what's he going to offer you? More Instagram followers? What? I was like, that is what he offered. That was the gist of it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Uh-huh. I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So funny.
I was watching that Travis Scott power slap video again.
God. What do you think you're going to wrestle? Tag match?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if like Rock came back for one more match, but it was a tag match with Travis Scott? Man.
Who are they going to face?
This person wants John Cena to shave his head. Dude, you see that McDonald's commercial? That guy ain't shaving his head. The guy's an actor now. He's got to have his hair. Well, I got a lot of questions. Anyway, later on tonight, it's going to be Wrestling Observer Radio with myself and Dave Meltzer. Did you watch that Loser Leaves Town match, by the way?
I did watch the Loser Leaves Town.
Here, there's
match.
A reason it was free on YouTube.
Yeah, because there was a rematch set up for next month. Career versus career this time.
A Loser Leaves
the title
Town
on the
match
line.
Leading to a rematch.
Well, it was Loser Leaves Stardom.
I see.
Now they're both Saya Kamatani and Tom Nakano, both threatening to retire.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we'll talk about that tonight on the Observer Radio show as well. And we had a bunch of shows up this weekend you can go check out if you're a subscriber. 84 shows a month. And we got new subscriber discounts monthly and annually at FOWOnline.com/new. That is FOWOnline.com/new. And what has been up quite a bit this last month is Spotify. If you want all the podcasts on Spotify, it's just $9.99. FOWOnline.com/Spotify. $9.99 for 84 shows a month. It's like a few pennies a day. It's all I'm worth. And you can check him out on Apple as well and YouTube, f4wonline.com/Apple, f4wonline.com/YouTube. Check him out. A lot of fun stuff. And we don't talk about politics or the economy here, so it's something fun to listen to on a day like today. Anyway, that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.